Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
That's on the West Coast, happy afternoon, and for everyone in Australia, because I know I have a lot of listeners there, good morning to you. I have had a fantastic day, so many blessings today, so I hope that energy comes across, and I hope you've had a wonderful day too. If it's been a little difficult, then enjoy laughing of heaven with me, and I hope this just raises your vibration and blesses your day, whatever time it is. It has been a crazy busy week, lots of appointments, readings, all those good things. And as usual, you can check out everything that's going on with me on Facebook, of course, and then on my website, melissahebner.com. Today, I have an amazing guest I'm so excited about. His name is Travis, and I was I actually got to know about Travis through that awesome show. For those of you that watched it or were fans, you're going to be super excited about today. But the show was called Psychic Kids, and Travis just left an impression on me. He was wise beyond his years. He was such an enlightened being. You could just feel it across the screen. And, of course, he's also good to look at. So his beauty goes from the outside to the inside and vice versa. And then a friend of mine actually contacted Travis, or Travis contacted her, and it was like an instant soul connection. And she decided to get a reading from him. And to say the reading was unbelievable just doesn't give it enough accolades. This reading probably happened about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, and literally she and I still go over the notes because things are still coming to fruition. And poor Travis didn't know, but my friend Rachel, who actually got this reading, was asking questions that involved me, and I hadn't had the pleasure of actually meeting Travis at that point, but things that he talked about that influenced both my friend and myself are still happening, and that just proves what an enlightened, beautiful soul he is. And tonight's show with Travis, we're going to be talking about the difference between psychic readings and mediumship readings and kind of how the energy varies, both, you know, when you're giving them and also when you're trying to kind of develop these gifts, either one, how they sort of differ. So I'm sure for those of you that are listening, you'll be interested in that topic. And Travis is a great person to share with us his journey in that aspect as well. So without further ado, Travis, are you there?
I am here.
Yay! So, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm 24. I live in Ohio, and I've been working as a psychic medium publicly since I was 16. when, you know, as you mentioned earlier, one of the things that most people are familiar with me from is the Psychic Kids series, and that was in 2008, the beginning of 2008 when I did that. So I was more of a psychic teen than a psychic kid, but so I did that, and that was really like the turning point for kind of stepping into this work as a career. Before, it was always something that I did on the side as I was kind of developing myself. But after that, it really kind of empowered me to do psychic work as a career and for a living. And that's what I've been doing to this day, in addition to, you know, managing a metaphysical shop where we do classes and things like that. And, yeah, I'm just doing all sorts of things, keeping really busy, and I love what I do.
Wow, I didn't even realize about the shop. I'm going to have to come there and check it out for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, there's always a need for places that embrace spirituality and embrace the gifts and, you know, that have really good energy. And since you're part of it, I know the energy is amazing. So I will definitely make it a point to make it there and check out your shop. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in terms of what I mentioned, you know, with mediumship versus psychic ability, did you find that your psychic ability started first, or was it more mediumship? And how do you identify yourself? You know, do you feel that your gifts are, you know, equally as tuned in for both types of development, or, you know, how does that kind of work for you?
That's a great question. I always tell people I was a psychic first. It was, you know, I was always very psychically aware, very sensitive from the time I was a little kid. And sensitive is one of the words that I kind of use to describe myself. If I don't feel like using psychic that day, I'll just say I'm a sensitive, because to me it kind of covers the whole thing. So, and, you know, like on my business cards and my website, it'll say psychic medium. But to me, sensitive says it all. I'm sensitive to the energies of the living. I'm sensitive to the energies of the dead. But like I said, I was always a psychic first. The mediumship really did not start to blossom until I was in high school. And then all of a sudden, I remember the very first time I ever had a deceased person talk to me was in biology class. It was my teacher's deceased father, and he would not leave me alone. And prior to that, I was aware of the dead, of the deceased, but I never had communication with them. And I really did not want to deal with it. So I kind of shut that part of myself down or pushed it aside, because I didn't, you know, I particularly didn't have an easy time dealing with the living. At that point, I was not ready to open myself up to the world of spirit. So later on, in 2009, I believe, I did a workshop, a mediumship course. It was a weekend-long course with a teacher named Sharon Klingler, and it was a fantastic weekend. It really helped open me up to those mediumship gifts. And it was after that I started to do, like, platform work or mediumship galleries and stuff like that for large groups of people, which is really fun. And in about a year and a half ago, I moved back to Ohio from New Mexico, and I was just sort of at this point of all these different shifts and changes and kind of in a really broken place in my life. And it was at that time that the deceased started coming through in my readings on a consistent basis. And so before, I always kind of shied away from the title of medium. This past year, year and a half, I've really stepped into embracing it.
Wow, that actually opens up beautifully to another thing that I wanted to touch on tonight. And that is, you know, sometimes when people schedule readings, of course, they have the option for a psychic reading or mediumship reading, or sometimes it kind of becomes both. But usually I like, for me personally, I like the client to kind of identify which one they'd like me to focus on, because I definitely feel like it's different energy when you're working, you know, with the mediumship journey or energy versus the psychic energy. And the loved ones are always eager to come in, but, you know, some clients prefer to focus more psychically. Maybe they're frightened by it, or maybe they have peace with their loved ones completely that have passed and they don't feel that that's necessary. do you find in your readings that it overlaps quite a bit, or are the readings really either mediumship or psychic?
You know, that's very hard for me to answer because before, I would always tell people, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth until you sit down across from me. You know, it could be past, present, future, health, past lives, the people that have passed. And normally they would all start as a psychic reading, and then I would experience what I call the quickening. The energy in the room would shift. The spirit made its way into the space. And then
absolutely,
as that energy built, then, of course, it would kind of turn into a mediumship session. But, you know, it's I'm still kind of figuring out where I am in all of that, because there are times where some people will come in and they'll say, I want to come in for a mediumship session, and I say, okay, all I can do is try. And the minute they walk in the door, their loved one is there speaking. And sometimes I don't necessarily have someone there, so I start it psychically, and then the loved one will come in shortly after. But even, you know, even today, it's something that, like I said, I'm still figuring myself out and how I personally work as a medium, because I've been evolving and changing so much as a person that I've noticed that my gift has been evolving and changing as well. You know, for example, on the radio, I've been doing radio, you know, since I could kids, and I've been reading on the radio, and it's fun, and I love it, but I often don't get deceased loved ones come through in that way. But in, you know, in an in-person session, I find it very easy, or in a large group of people, I find it very easy. But as you know, sometimes the minute that you say you don't or you can't do something, spirit kind of likes to say, oh, really? And then that's the exact thing that you said you can't or you won't do, you know, you end up doing.
Exactly. No, that's how I guess spirit keeps us on our toes, so I understand that completely. And, you know, I understand what you're saying, too, as far as I love the fact that you're just open to whatever it is that spirit's going to bring in. You just, you know, keep yourself that open channel and let things happen as spirit sees fit. That's amazing. One of the things I tend to find difficult, I guess I would really consider myself a little bit more of a medium, just because I started having some mediumship experiences at around the age of 7. So it's always been part of my journey. But I do find it difficult to go from mediumship back to psychic. Now, to go from to psychic to mediumship is a little bit easier, because once you kind of tap into the energy of the person and the space, and the vibration rises, I find it easier for spirit to then come in. But then sometimes, you know, I'll be in the middle of a mediumship reading, and then the client will say, oh, and I have a psychic question. And then it's like, okay, do you want me to ask this question of your loved one that's here, or do you really want it purely, you know, a psychic question? And if they want a psychic answer without really asking the loved one, I do find it difficult to then go back to the psychic energy once I've done the mediumship, which is very interesting. And I think for me, it feels like a different vibration. Do you feel as though it's a different vibration when you're working?
I definitely have to agree that to me it is easier to shift from a psychic mode into sort of a mediumship mode instead of vice versa. And you know, another interesting point that you brought up is if you do, you know, go into that mediumship area and someone has a question, do you want me to pull this psychically, or do you want me to ask this of your loved one? Because, you know, just because it's coming from your loved one doesn't mean it's the truth. Or it could be their opinion, not maybe what you actually need to hear. But it's interesting because when I first started studying mediumship with an actual teacher, it was right after Psychic Kids, and my teacher, Gail, at the time, introduced me to spiritualism, and I feel like that very much heavily influenced my style and the way that I work. And then when I studied with Sharon Klingler, she taught us what she calls spirit-centered mediumship, and she spoke of how traditionally, or a lot of times, people will connect with the energy of spirit through or via the person or the client that's sitting there, and then the loved ones will come through. And the way that she taught us was more geared towards kind of platform work or public demonstration, where you open to spirit first, and then you let them, you know, and then you let whoever in the audience, as you're describing this person and the different things that they're bringing through, kind of claim them. And so it is interesting how there can be different approaches with mediumship and kind of switching gears between both.
Right. And I also do a lot of individual teaching and instructing and helping people develop their gifts. And a lot of times I find, you know, people start off, like you mentioned, wanting to become more intuitive or be more in touch with being sensitive and being psychic. And then sometimes spirit looks to give them a little surprise or a little push and say, hey, by the way, you should also be doing mediumship. And it just kind of flows when the time is right. So a lot of times people ask me, you know, potential students or current students will say, I really like developing the psychic, but I'm also very fascinated by mediumship. Do you think that's something that's in my journey or part of my path? And sometimes I can sort of tell from the aura whether it's something that's going to happen or not. It's very interesting, the different shades of the crown chakra and the third eye chakra that will kind of demonstrate. But other times, I may not see it, but I always say, you know, if it's supposed to be part of your journey, spirit will find a way to get you on the path to working in mediumship. And I just think it's really interesting how spirit kind of pushed you in that direction, too. For my own curiosity, how were you discovered for a psychic kid?
You know, I get asked that question quite a bit, and my answer is always completely honest in the fact that I really don't know. The only thing that I remember about how all that came about is I was working a retail job at the time at the mall, and I got home from work one night, and I got online and went to check my email, and there was a message from a producer and saying that they're interested in filming a documentary series about psychic youth, and would I be interested in participating? And they mentioned some of the people that they previously worked with, and I was just like, yeah, why not? And before I knew it, camera people were at my house.
And that's you were already doing readings at that time, but more on the side, you were saying, like, it wasn't your main focus?
Yeah, and like, I was, you know, like I said, I started doing readings when I was 16. I filmed Psychic Kids when I was 19. I just turned 19. And so it was something that I did, you know, like I said, I worked a retail job at the time, and I would do psychic fairs monthly. And I would read for, you know, family and friends and stuff like that. But it was nothing that I actually considered as a career path or an option like that.
That's a perfect example of how spirit has other plans. And it just shows, even when we may not be aware of what's going on behind the scenes, spirit always has a plan. And I love how spirit said, okay, it's time for you to be out there doing this, and sort of took you by the hand, and that worked for you. That's amazing. Absolutely,
yeah,
incredible. Also, in a little bit, we're going to be doing live readings, which I'm super excited about, and I'm going to give you the platform to kind of showcase yourself and connect with my listeners, but I'll pop in as spirit kind of moves me to do so here and there. But in the meantime, how can listeners find out more about you or about your reading?
Okay. My website is psychictravissanders.com, and that has, you know, different videos, old archives with different radio shows, a FAQ page, a media page, all sorts of stuff on there. Also, for us Facebookaholics, it's facebook.com/psychictravissanders. And then I also have a YouTube channel, which I believe is just my name, Travis Sanders. And then I do different videos and stuff like that on psychic experiences, or sometimes I'll put some clips up from group readings and stuff like that. So, there's just a variety of ways to get a hold of me.
And also, just because I get asked this question all the time, do you do Skype readings for those that may not be local to you, or email readings for those that may not be local?
I do phone readings. Actually, I love doing the phone readings. I used to offer email readings, but it's not something that I've been guided to do as of lately, simply because I find it very hard to I lack the self-discipline to actually make myself sit down and type everything out, because I can be a little bit long-winded when I read. But I definitely do phone readings, for sure.
That's excellent. Okay. And the other question I wanted to ask about is, I know you mentioned you're teaching classes. Are you teaching psychic development, mediumship development, or both? And how would potential students find out about that?
I currently am teaching. I do a 3-week, I call it a psychic development intensive or a psychic unfoldment course. And it's 3 Saturdays in a row. And over the, it's from noon to 5, so it's 15 hours. And over the course of the 3 weeks, we really focus on opening up, honing intuition, building your psychic channels, practice. You know, that's one thing I really believe in with the students that take my class, is actually doing the work and doing readings and getting them used to getting in and out of that vibration. It, you know, the last day, the first 2 days, I really, or the first 2 weekends, I guess I should say, I really put a lot of emphasis on building that psychic muscle. And then the last part of the last day, we kind of would do a bit of an intro into mediumship. But I found, kind of interestingly, like we were talking about with the readings, that a lot of the students had a hard time making that transition. And it is such an involved thing, and there is such a different feel to it, that I'm thinking about developing a beginner's mediumship course that is separate from the psychic unfoldment course. So if anybody is interested in those, all of those dates and classes will be put on my website. And then also travispsychic@yahoo.com is my email address, my work email address. And if they're interested in being put on the mailing list for newsletters and updates, just send an email with newsletter in the subject line, and I'll add you to the mailing list.
Awesome, and I also want to say a big congratulations, because I heard that you're working on your first book, and as a fellow author, I know that's like giving birth to a child, so congratulations on that. And what would your book be focusing on?
This is a project that I started actually after Psychic Kids. So this has been something that I've kind of been putting in the works for several years now. And it's one of those things that I knew from the time I was a little kid that I was supposed to write. I've always loved to write, and I've always loved to teach. And so this book has kind of helped me combine both of those things. And it's one of those things where I have, it's just evolved and changed, and I've thrown it out and started it over and so many times, and it's finally at a point where I really feel ready to kind of give birth to it and bring it out of off the hard drive and into the physical, tangible world. And tentatively, I call it My Truth, Story of a Psychic Youth, because I found that there really isn't a lot of spiritual or metaphysical information of a psychic or a mediumship nature that's geared towards young people. And I believe that, you know, my generation and the younger generations are the people who are going to be stepping into this work as we get older. And there's not really anything out there that's written from the perspective of a psychic youth. And so I really felt guided and pulled to write about not only my experiences and how I got to where I am, but also the lessons that I learned. So it's a bit of a memoir as well, because to me, it's I didn't want just to write a book of, like, here's a step 1, 2, 3 of how to develop psychically, because that didn't seem practical or ethical to me. But sharing my journey and the lessons that you can learn through what I went through seemed much more of a practical approach.
I love that you said that, because actually my book as well, it's a memoir, and it's about the process of realizing that I had the gifts and my journey with my spirit guide, and I was blessed to have my spirit guide actually narrate my story. So even things that I might not remember, I was able to connect with my guide, and she narrates the story. So it was the same thing. It was about lessons on the journey and sort of how spirit kind of sets your path. So I love the fact that you're writing something that's very open and inspiring for young people, because it is difficult. There's a lot of metaphysical material out there, but if this is something new to you, or you're a young, sensitive person, as you said, it can be very confusing, and it's like, where do you start to write a memoir in that way? I think it makes it very much more approachable for young people, so I think that's great that you're doing that. And I will be sure to be one of the first people to get that off the shelf.
Aw, thank you.
Now, I think we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we should be opening the lines for callers. I think we're going to focus more on psychic questions, but we'll see what Spirit has in store for us, and I'm so excited to get to the reading.
All right, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this radio show and other radio shows, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You are listening to Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Hevener. She is on every week on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just like you got to the link to listen to the radio show, you can also go back and listen to any of her radio shows on replays, download them to iPod or MP3. This evening's guest is Travis James Sanders, and you can Travis, what is your website?
It is www.psychictravissanders.com.
All right, and Melissa, go ahead and give out your website.
Yes, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, which is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Hevener, HEVENOR.com, and I have a YouTube channel where I do psychic in your pocket videos that kind of explain different psychic experiences or answer questions that you can feel free to send me, and I'll make a video on it. I'm also on Twitter and Tumblr and all those good social media things, so if you Google my name, I'm pretty easy to find out there.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, Travis, do you have a Facebook page?
It is facebook.com/psychictravissanders.
Love it, love it. You guys ready for readings?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Hi, you're on with Melissa.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just calling. I'm interested in this young lady, and I just want to know, like, if she's interested in me, and will we, like, start a relationship or anything?
Okay. Travis, are you picking up anything?
May I have, if you're okay with saying it, may I have the other person's first name?
Her name is Sterling.
Sterling?
Sure.
Okay. Let me see here. You know, I have to be very honest with you. One of the things that they're showing me is that, and I'm not saying that this is like a set in stone sort of thing, but what they're showing me is kind of like two different levels, or sort of like two different heights. And to me, that indicates that as of now, or the way that things energetically are right now, that either things aren't either on the same page, or that they're not lining up to where they need to be for this to happen. I do feel that as you sort of move into winter, that things are a little bit more in alignment for you to kind of fall into a position where a relationship could develop or go further. But again, know that that's not set in stone, and that, you know, your actions and your intentions and how you proceed in the context of that relationship can change things. But as of now, things, is for whatever reason, don't feel like they're completely clicking or lining up with me.
That resonates with me as well. I feel as though the other person is going through some pretty challenging life shifting. I don't know whether it's the ending of a past relationship or if there's just a lot of struggles at home, but I feel like there's something that's really pulling that other person's energy in another direction. But as Travis said, I do feel like there'll be some kind of shift in the winter that will sort of change that path. So there's definitely potential out there, and, you know, and just set your intentions, as you mentioned.
Okay. I mean, yes, ma'am. That'll be with this young lady, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Is there any way I can ask another question, or y'all just take one question?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I am a football coach here in Georgia, and we're having a big ball game tomorrow night. And I just want to know how we're going to come out. We lost last week, and this will be our second game of the season, high school football.
Do you want to go first, Melissa, or do you want me to jump in?
I feel as though that it'll be a little rough at the start, but I do feel as though this will be a better game. But I'm not sure if there's a win in store. It may be that it's not completely decided yet, but I do feel like it'll be a big improvement from the last game. So maybe more scores. I don't know. I'm not a very versed sports person, so excuse me for not using the right terminology. But I do feel as though it'll be an improvement. What are you picking up, Travis?
I actually have to say I agree with Melissa. One of the first things that hits me when you ask this question is this feeling of excitement that surrounds me. So, and I know that you said this is like the second game, so I don't know if there is a buzz about the particular team that you're playing against or whatever this is. But to me, there is sort of this feeling of it being built up, this feeling of it being pumped up. I sort of feel excited. But the one thing, too, that actually came through for you that I didn't understand at first, because in my readings, I work very heavily with symbolism, and the symbolism that I was getting with your first question didn't seem like it matched anything to do with the relationship. And that, to me, is my symbol for leadership. And so when you ended up coming back in and asking the second question, I feel like this is where it falls into play. They're showing me that you have this capability. You have this natural persona or energy or whatever you want to call it to be in this position of leadership. And they're making me feel like to know that they keep showing me like a ladder, like moving upward. So like Melissa said, you know, this will be an improvement from before. And I definitely feel like things continue to consecutively get better game after game. And I feel like you sort of move into a new level either of confidence or a new level of achievement. But they just want me to kind of give you that encouragement or to remind you of that.
Okay.
And as he was saying that, I was also picking up that, you know, as you become more confident and have that improvement, it's definitely going to positively impact the energy around the relationship that you first asked about. So I definitely see good things in the future.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Grandma Michelle, you're on with Travis and Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Good evening. Hi.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your voice and all the wonderful things you're doing and all the help you're doing for so many people all over and your exposure. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
You are just such a blessing to the human race.
Thank you so much. This is actually a dear, dear friend of mine on the line, and I didn't know she was going to be calling in, so it's a really happy surprise.
So I'm going to let you ask your question and turn it right over to Travis.
Okay. Very, yeah, it's a very, very easy question. I'm also a healer, a life coach, and basically what the two of you are. But what I decided to do, because I see so many of you working so hard in the field, trying to spread the light, trying to help people, trying to lift them up, what I've decided to focus on is my retreat center that I have here in Damascus, Pennsylvania, for light people like you to come, just get back your energy, get back your strength, and to go back on the road and to do all these wonderful things for so many different people. So my question is, do you feel I'm on the right track?
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you, yes, I absolutely feel that you're on the right track. And, you know, normally when I hear, like, you know, and I'm from Ohio, so when I hear, like, Midwestern states, you really don't think of, most people automatically don't put, like, metaphysical or New Age or stuff like that with, like, Midwest and being successful. But I really do feel like you have something good going. You have a good energy. I feel this building. The other thing, too, I was talking on the phone with Melissa earlier, just kind of prepping kind of what the show would look like and stuff like that, and we were talking about how so many people who do what we do, we, because that call of service is so strong, we neglect ourselves, our health, our own energy. And so I just have to say, I think what you're doing is fantastic. One of the things that they do when they tune more into you, like I said with the previous caller, I work very heavily, especially in my psychic work, with symbolism. And they're showing me my symbolism of spider, which can mean so many different things depending on the context in which I see it. But one of the things that they're showing for you, which fits in very perfectly with kind of what you were describing, is this kind of like the spider, but kind of cocooning or wrapping, you know, something up. And energetically, that's kind of what this space is about, is, you know, wrapping someone in this cocoon of healing energy, creating basically sacred space or healing space. And I definitely feel like spirit is behind you 100%.
Well, I have to tell you, Travis, you're definitely on track. And the reason why you have the spider thing there is because I brand myself as Grandma Michelle, which is a cartoon character which I created with a book that I wrote. And that's basically what I'm doing to finance my facility and to promote it.
Okay.
You got, you're right on track.
Yes.
Yeah, the spider fits perfectly with writing.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have gotten her more perfectly. That is her energy. She just wraps everyone up in love, and you just feel like a new spirit after being in her energy. And it looks like I'm going to have to do a lot of traveling. I need to get...
I'm coming to Florida. Hey, Melissa, I got a plane October 19th.
Oh, yay!
Coming to Florida, yes. I have to take care of my mom because I take care of family first. My mother, very important. I have to help with what's going on in family situation first.
But my
retreat is ongoing up here, which, thank goodness, I have such wonderful people that are part of my community and such great healers to continue the endeavor up here. But I am going to be down there, so we will connect.
That's great.
So, one more thing that actually comes through before you go. As you were talking, I'm just sort of, you know, energetically just listening. And one of the things that they're doing, too, I don't know kind of what your game plan looks like as far as timing goes, but they keep putting emphasis on, they keep showing me my symbol for anniversary, and then, or to me, a marking like of a passage of time. And they put me in the energy of September, but they make me feel like not this next month that's coming, but they make me feel like next September is a really big deal as far as this center or this place or space is concerned. So just kind of hold on to that.
Oh, absolutely. Everything takes time, and because I'm 66 years old, by the way, so I've had a lifespan of learning things, so I have the patience and the wisdom of an older person that has done many things, to move much slower.
Okay.
And that is extremely, extremely important. Because I deal with a lot of children that are hyperactive and different things and different problems of kids. And I help parents through understanding how to communicate with them so we can help them be the best that they can do. So the spider is extremely right.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and you know I love you dearly.
I know. And I wish you the best, and I'll see you in Florida.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, you're on with Melissa and Travis.
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. I was wondering if you see a relationship coming in at some point.
Okay. Travis?
Let me see here. You know, it's interesting because as you ask the question, they make me feel almost as if there's already some sort of an energetic hook or some sort of an energetic tie to another person. And what I'm trying to discern right now, if this is someone that's just sort of in there, just kind of energetically in there, or if this is actually what's coming up for you. Because sometimes if there's some, like, you have an experience with a person, that person, especially if they're a love interest, can sort of still feel to be in on kind of like the outer edge of your energy a bit. That's what I get hit with immediately when I connect with you. So I don't know if this is someone on their way out or if this has to do with someone on their way in. Maybe Melissa has some more insight into that.
I was actually picking up there's a connection with someone from the past or someone that you've met before. I don't feel as though there's been, like, it was a significant love interest at the time in the past, but it was definitely either an acquaintance or could it be a close friend, but that person is going to be kind of becoming more present in your life. So there's definitely, you know, a past connection with this person and that the relationship will kind of go to the next level. I do feel as though something significant, again, it's interesting, it's in the winter, but something significant will be happening around the end of December, beginning of January. So I don't know if that's maybe for New Year's or something, but my guide's saying that there's definitely a new relationship, new in terms of, you know, going to the next level. But I do feel like there's a connection with someone from the past that this will happen with.
That's interesting because I don't know anyone from the past that might be coming in or if I would even let them in, but...
Well, it's just, like I said, it feels like it's probably a friendship connection, and it would just go to the next level.
It's
definitely someone that you either know through someone or you've had connection with before. But it will be like a new relationship in that, you know, it'll go in a different direction. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you.
Hi, this is Mark, and I have a question for Travis.
Okay.
Travis, what can you tell me about France and my trip? Is it going to be successful?
Let me see here. Now, it's one of the things that I feel, you know, and of course, with your question with success, you know, I don't know if this is personal, I don't know if this is business, I don't know whatever, but when I tune into it, I do have to say one of the things that they put emphasis on has to do with the people that you interact with or the people that you spend time with while you're there as being one of the most significant things for you to be aware of while you're there. One of the things that they're doing is they're showing me like breaking bread with people and sort of forging either these friendships or partnerships in some way. And I do have to say, again, they just put a lot of emphasis on the people and or that you meet, that you interact with, and those connections as being very, very important as far as achieving that success which you're looking for, or supporting that success which you're looking for. Energetically, I don't feel those energies of any sort of blocks for you sort of getting out of this trip, what you want to get out of it. And there is like this undercurrent too of it having, they keep showing me like my symbol for duality. So you might have it in your head that you're going for a particular purpose or with a particular set of intentions. And I feel like you will experience that, but they also make me feel like there's this whole other secondary thing that goes on. And I feel like that impacts you, and it's something that you take home with you. And it just kind of influences the course of your life and you as a person, even after that trip is done. So, yeah, I would definitely say that it would be successful in ways that you might expect, and also ways that you might not expect.
Yeah, you're really on target with that. Thank you.
No problem.
Awesome. Well,
hi, you're on with Melissa and Travis.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, you're on with Melissa and Travis.
Hi, how are you, Melissa? How are you, Travis? My name is Sandra.
Hi.
And, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was going to ask you about my life purpose, because I'm in a kind of a shift in my life that I really need to know exactly what path should I take. And I have a lot of different options that I don't know which one to follow. And it seems like my heart tried to find a way to how may I serve, like, my purpose. And I wanted to know if you can give me an insight about that.
Travis?
Let's see here. And may I ask your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it when you first called in.
Sandra.
And is there any particular options that stand out that you might want me to sort of feel into where I feel the strongest match or the strongest pull?
I love to paint, and I love to help people, and I love, you know, to become like a light worker, but I don't know exactly, you know, how may I follow that path. So
one of the things that I do pick up for you when I kind of connect with your energy, especially as I hear your voice, I can see, you know, some people, they might have like a particular area, a particular direction in mind. They might know that, they might not know exactly what they want to do, but they might know that it has to do with healing, or they might know that it has to do with counseling, mm-hmm. they might know that it has to do with teaching. With mm-hmm. you, one of the things I find is that there is not a particular, you're not the type of person, I guess I should say, that would do very well in something that is locked down or that has a lot of structure. There, you need a lot of flexibility, because you as a person, on a personal soul level, this concept of freedom is very important to you. This fluidity is very important to you. One of the things that I would suggest as a starting place to get you where you need to be is anything that involves almost like being an advocate for people who do not have a voice themselves, in whatever way that that might look for you, whether it be something like customer service at a store where you are assisting people in that way, or whether it be something along the lines of working on behalf of someone, like social work. Anything that involves advocacy is kind of what you need to focus on to get you kind of ultimately where your life path is leading you.
Okay, thank you so much.
That, you know, that resonates with me a lot, and it makes total sense. As you mentioned, you liked painting. Well, painting is another way of expressing and maybe even helping others to see things in themselves through your work. That's advocating for their feelings and their expression. So I definitely see you doing something in the creative field and with expression and advocating for others.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Melissa and Travis.
Hello, this is Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Do you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, do you see anything going with my career so I can purchase a home?
Well, I will jump in with what I'm getting first, which I will sort of give my answer to that question, but I want to address something first before I get to the immediate question. When I connect with your energy and I step into your vibration, it's almost like I got this feeling of, like, I need to shake it off. And they just sort of put this sort of like this symbolism or this vibration of kind of like a bit of a cloud around me. And they make me feel like, I don't know if it's just a sense of depression. I don't know if it's simply sort of like a, what's the word I'm looking for, like a malaise or just a, you know, kind of we get into those phases of like, is this all there is or is this more to it? But there's this feeling of like, I need to step out of it. I need to shake it off. I need to kind of bring my vibration up a little bit. And you already sense that on a soul level because you want this new direction. You want a new career, you know, you want that new home. But really, I feel like some of these, for that to happen outwardly, some shifts, some changes need to take place inwardly. And one of the things that that might look like for you has to do with kind of just taking what I call a life inventory and just saying, you know what, you know, this works for me, this doesn't. These people are healthy friendships or balanced friendships, and these people aren't. These are clothes that I wear. These are things that I don't wear, so I'm going to get rid of it. And just do what you can to try to create a bit of an energetic shift, and then I feel like that makes room or that makes space for some of the inspiration and some of the guidance to come through or the situations to come into your experience that can lead you into sort of that new career direction. But you know, maybe Melissa has some more insight on the career aspect.
Yes, actually, everything that you said resonates with me and my guide. I do feel like there's a feeling of feeling kind of stuck at the moment. But first off, you're definitely not stuck. There's big plans for you. And I see this move and the selling of the house as being a very positive thing. It's almost as though you have to get those ducks in order for the career to really take off. The house needs to be situated first. And even something as simple as maybe saging your environment or saging your home, just to change the energy inside, and it will give off a different persona to make the house sell more quickly. But once that is satisfied, I see the career sort of falling in line. I definitely, I feel creative energy around you as well. So I don't know if it's painting or writing, but definitely creative energy and really selling something or producing something that you can give out to the public eventually. And I think that Spirit is going to line this up for you, but the house needs to be addressed first and just the changing of the energy. But I do feel that a shift is coming and that a new career path is opening up that you may not even have any awareness of at the moment. But as you're taking these steps, as Travis said, to kind of release things that aren't of use, more people are going to come into your life and this opportunity with career is going to kind of fall into your lap. So just be open that Spirit is, you know, putting that in alignment for you. And I feel as though when the house is settled, then finances will be a little bit easier. So there will be a transition period, but then the career will fall into line and things will just overall be easier. But I do feel as though the house and everything needs to be addressed first, and then the career will sort of manifest itself. And I do
How long before the house I can get the house, though?
I was actually, when you first came on the line, I was picking up that something is going to happen in February. I know that that seems a bit far off, but in actuality, it's not that far, and it'll come very quickly. And it doesn't mean that necessarily it's going to take that long, but you're going to feel definitely a little more settled with everything by the beginning of February is what I'm being told. But don't lose heart in taking those steps, and things can absolutely happen a lot quicker. But it won't be longer than that, for sure.
Do you think it would be out of state, or would it be more local to where I'm living now?
Travis, are you picking up anything with location?
Let me see here. You know, I have to say, it could very well be out of state, but one of the things that they do for me as I tune into it, they don't make me feel like I'm close in proximity to where you currently are now, but depending on, you know, the direction that you go in. So if you were to live near, you know, within an hour or so of the border of a particular state, you know, it absolutely could be a different state, or even further than that. But they don't make me feel necessarily that I'm sitting or that I'm near where I currently am. The other thing, too, is they want me to say is don't be afraid to take a big leap. Don't be afraid to go into, you know, say, for example, just throwing something out there, not that this is psychically what I'm picking up. Don't be afraid to just, you know, go to Alaska if that's what inspires you, or, you know, Florida, or something that seems very out of the norm for you. Because, again, there is this element of support that comes along with you. And it's almost as if, kind of like what Melissa was saying, all those pieces and those elements fall into place. It's just the decision to do so.
Well, I have been wanting to move to North Carolina, so I'm going to try to strike out for that. But I do need the job first before I can do that. I can't just move there without a job.
I can tell you I do feel you. A very...
What?
I do feel
I
a very,
what
a very good...
Noise?
I do feel a very good fit for you in North Carolina, so I do think that you will get there.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you very much, Melissa. Thanks, Travis.
Thank you.
No problem.
Well, I think we're coming to the end of our hour. I can't believe it came so quickly. And, Travis, it has been an absolute honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And I would love, love, love to have you back on the show sometime. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about spirit guides and symbolism, because
Absolutely. That's
very interesting, and I work in symbolism too. I just think it would be a great show. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. And once more, give people the information so they can contact you, your website.
The website is www.psychictravissanders.com.
And I hope everyone has a beautiful day or evening, and thank you so much for listening to Latte of Heaven. Bye.
See ya.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Heffner. She's on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show, you can pick it up on the replays. And you are listening to this on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.